Yeah, now the Mishnah is like this, yeah. Mem Yoytzei Daifim. What's when Isha gives birth, not a normal birth, but it comes out cesarean, it comes out through the side. Rashi says, always mean by day some. There's some type of medicine, they opened up the intestines and took the baby out, but was not born a normal through the womb. So Lachur is, Ein Yoshfin Olav, Yimei Tumav, Yimei Tarav, Ein Chav, Menev Korban. Tanakamol, that's not called a Leida. The Isha has no special din Tumav Leida, and no Tyra, Yimei Tyra, and she's not Chav, a Korban. It's only if the Vlad, the birth, came out normal. We have Yishim, and Naiman, no Haresi, Kilo, Hishit, was no, even the Yoshfin Olav is called a Leida. And therefore she has a dinam of Tumah for 14 days is in a cave, and then Tyra for 66 days is Chayav a Korban then. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Anoshim Metamza Beitachitzen. But Isha, as soon as the dam leaves the womb, even though it's inside the body, still she's Tamei. As soon as it leaves the womb, even though it's inside the canal, the vagina, still she's Tamei. Shneem the Pasuk says, Dam Yiyazoyva Bipsara. So that's even though the dam is still Bipsara in her flesh inside, still she's Tamei. Aval hazav or bakeri, but by a man it's not the way. By a man, when he has tumas zav or tumas bakeri, ain't the metama machetetse tumas mechot. His only tumah when he leaves his body comes out of his body. Because the man is inside, even though it's in the aver, still he's tor. It's only when he leaves the body. Hayoch, what's going to be now for a man, a kayin? Hayoch of a truma, he's eating truma. He was tor. So here geshin is dazay tor, when he feels that the Zer is like about to leave his body and it entered into his aver already. He felt the feeling. So, but it didn't come out yet. And he's eating truma, truma in his mouth. So what should he do? So Mishnah says, Aheta, Oichiz b'yam is allowed to hold on to his aver, as if to hold back the Zer from coming out. Or belayas a truma, let him swallow the truma. Because he's not tummy until it comes out. Or metana b'chol shubo, when it does come out, the Zer is tummy no matter how small it is. Filu kenachal, even though it's small like a mustard seed, you need a repochus mikad, no matter how small the zer is, or the zav, or the dam of a nidor, they themselves, the dam or the zav, is not a tumor, no matter how small it is, it's tummy. You will see exactly the Gemara, we need to share this. Another Gemara says, Amar Rav Mani Bar Patish, my tamayad rabbanon, what's the swear of the rabbanon that they say a yoytzi deif is not called a leida? That an isha has no tumas leida then, it has no yumei tyra. Omakor, the Pasuk says, Isha kisazriya v'yoda zachor. Isha became pregnant, she gave birth to a zachor. So vidarshanat sheteled b'mokim shimazras. She has to give birth through the same canal where the zera goes in, meaning the regular canal, that's the way the baby has to come out, that's called a leida. That comes out through a cesarean, then she has no tumas leida. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with this pasuk? Guy says, "Isha ki sazri of yolda." Hayhi, he dashes that pasuk to teach me the afilu lo yolda ela kain shazriya. And even what came out of the womb was not a real vlad, not a real fetus. It was only like liquid, like mamish. It melted down the vlad and came out mamish just like the way zera is liquid, just like zera. Even though she had a lady ela kain shazriya in the same form as zera. Ima Timeya Leida, still the mother is Tumas Leida. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. If the placenta came out and his mom was only full of liquid, he also, she's Timeya. That's also called Kain Shazriya. That's what the Pasuk means here. But it does not mean to teach us that a Leida through a Derech Daifin is not called a Leida. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, okay, good. That's what Rabbi Shimon does with that Pasuk. But still, how does he know his Drasha? What is Yagra Nechom though? For Rabbi Shimon, my Timeya, what's his reason to say that a Yaitse Daifin is called a Leida? On the Rosh Lakish, Shomakro, the Pasuk says, Taylet, says an extra Pasuk Taylet. Rashi says, there's Vim Nekeva Taylet, which is an extra word Taylet. It could have just said, Vim Nekeva Tamei Shvuayim. So what's that extra word Taylet here? So Shimon Dashin, the extra word is teaching us, the Rambam comes to include Yoytzei Daifin. But even though the Vlad comes out through a Yoytzei Daifin, still it has too much later. For the Gemara of Rabban, what do they do with this extra word Taylet? How do they use it? Rabbanan Haimi Boile, they use it. Le Rabbi's Tumtum Viadrugnus. If an Isha gives birth to a Tumtum, that means the Makam Azachwas is covered up. We don't know for sure if it's a Zachwan Akeva. Rosvan Drugnus, you have both Simonim there. They have it there, the Isha has Tumas later. Because without this Rebuy, otherwise, the Sarkotatachim, and I would have thought to say like this. Maybe the Postic says Zachwan Akeva Ksiv. So maybe only Zachavadai and Akeva Vadois. Only if Nishi gives birth to a Vabi Zocher, a Vabi Nekeva, then she has Tumas Leda. But maybe, below Tumtas Vyad Drugnus, then she gives birth to Tumas Drugnus, maybe there's no Tumas Leda. It's Kamash Mulan. That's what we're about to do with this. Laben, and we darshan Laben Mikorkum Mokum. Any type of a kid that she gives birth to has Tumas Leda. What is Tumtum Drugnus? The same thing, Labas means Labas Mikor Mokum. Any type of a bath, even though it's a Tumtum Vyad Drugnus, still there's Tumas Leda. Therefore, the extra word Taylor to teach us, according to Mishimin, even by Yotze Daifin. Now, we must tell the Rabbanin, what do they do with the Ben Lavas? Haimi Boyle, Lechayev our Kol Ben Oben, Lechayev our Kol Bas Abbas, teach me Yechayev a separate Korbin for each kid you have. The Rashi says, Lechayev our Kol Ben Oben means Shim Tov, let's say Nisha gave birth to an Akeva. And she goes to the stomach for 14 days. That she goes to the mikveh for the 14th day, she comes pregnant again, and she gives birth to another kid after 80 days. So she's chayiv a second korban, that's the pasuk, ben means every single kid she has, she's chayiv a separate korban. For Rabbi Shimon, how did he know this yisoid? Maybe need leben to teach us a separate korban, not the tumta vadrugnis. For Rabbi Shimon, nafkulei midutoni, for this tana, midutoni otona kaimed roshay, the tana leben from roshay, like this. The pasuk says, zoiz terra theoledis. Balaam comes to teach us, there are certain times that even though she has two kids, she has twins, let's say, she only has to bring one korban. As long as they came out both together within the 80 days, she's only chayiv one korban. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Tovi aleda v'yaziva, says she gives birth, as long as she has two maziva, kachas one korban. So, also maybe, so what kind of havmin is that? Ella, yoledis, yoch ladan, one time Nishna gives birth, and also she ate blood. So she's chayav to bring a korban for the dam, or else for yoledes the yochla chaylev nishna gave birth, and also she ate chaylev. The chad korban taskla. What kind of havmin is it that one korban should be enough? Avad will have to have two different korbanos. What kind of svar is this? Lamaisa, you should have to have two korbanos or two different avarim. What's the havmin here? So why would I think to say nishna that gave birth when she's zobah, she has two separate korbanos, or only a one korban? Avad is two separate korbanos. So we'll have it says like this. Eli rather the case like this. Yochla would have thought to say. Let's say she gives birth to one kid now. The second kid she first gives birth to after the 80 days pass by. So maybe still it's enough to have one korban. Or this Talmud, the pasuk says, Zois, the teacher says that then Yechayiv two korbanos. In other words, if she gave birth to one kid now, and the second kid first came out 80 days later, after the 80 days, then Yechayiv a second korban. So he knows that from the word Zois. So that's how the Rabbanan knows this Yisoid. And in that time, Rabbi Shimon knows this. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon has the word the Ben Lamas extra teach us even the Tumtum Vadrugnis. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says, no. Alpha God, the Chsiz, even though the Apostle says the word Zois, Israch le Ben Lamas. Do I need the Apostle of the Ben Lamas? He does Chayiv two separate Kabonis. Because otherwise, Sarkot Abachim, and I'm going to say a Chilag like this maybe. Haini Mili, when are Yechayiv two Kabonis and gave birth to two kids? Betray Yiburei. If they became pregnant two separate times, like this case, she gave birth to one kid, and then she went to the mikveh for 14 days later, and then she became pregnant again, and she had a latest of lad during the, and then the kid became pregnant, and then the kid came out later. So then Yechayiv two kabonis. But what's going to be Bechadi Burei? The mother first became pregnant with twins together. And the case what happened was Kegoin, Yehuda Vechiskiya Bnei Rabbi Chiya. These two kids were the sons of Rabbi Chiya. What happened was, one came out at the beginning of the 7th month. And the second twin, the first came out at the end of the 9th month. Which is almost 3 months in between, more than 80 days in between. I would have thought to say in such a case, still maybe the Chag Korban Slagi law, maybe it's enough for to bring one Korban. Because the Maisis both became pregnant at the same time. So maybe these twins only need one Korban. Come out the second person, no commercial or no. But the Maisis, since the second twin came out 80 days later, first 90 really means after came out 90 days later come out. Therefore, you have a second korban. Therefore, I need two psukim. The korban that's to machlekes the mishnah that the b'shimon holds an extra word tailored a yaitzei doifin is called a leida. The isha has tumas and my shein came. The rabbanon hold no that they dash the posuk gitzik hisazria is only called leida kain shemazras and not a yaitzei doifin. The other more says this no omer Reb Yechanan. Well, Moedim Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon though agrees the Kodeshim by a Korbin, for a Korbin, Shein the Kodesh, that if the mother of the cow, if the calf's kalsa gives birth and the baby comes out through Yotze Doifin, that kid is like a mum. He has no kedusha, can't be brought for korban. Shein the kodesh, in the kodesh, it's not called a leida. Even though by a person he holds it's called leida, she has tumas leida, but not for behemah. By behemah, it's not called a leida. For kodesh, it's called a balmum. My time, what's the reason? Goma leida leida b'chor. Learn that leida leida b'chor. Most, just like by a parsha of b'chor by behemah. The other Torah says clearly, pet the rechem. The what animal has kedushas b'chor? If it came out through the rechem. It comes out through a doifin, the Yetzer doifin has no kedushas b'chor, is afkan every korban also the same way. Pet the rechem, that what's called the lady for a behemoth to get kedusha, could we'll soon see maskon and tumah both cases. Either let's say you have a korban shlomim now, that the korban became pregnant, and then it gives birth, so if the kid comes out the regular way, it has kedush shlomim on it. But if it's a Yetzer doifin, it has no kedush shlomim, it has no kedushas agur, funny kedushas damim. Or else, in the case with Stam, you have a kid came out Yetzer Doifin, and you want to be Makdashit now, it's like you'd be Makdashit Balmum, that's not Chala Kedushas Aguf, only Kedushas Dam, that's all. But that's what Yechon says, even if Shimon agrees, you learn out, Leida Leida from a Peterechim. Now the Gemara asks the question, the Ligmor Leida Leida Miyodam, why is Shimon rather learn out a behemoth from an Odam? To say Mahosam Yetzer Doifin, just like by an Odom, Rabbi Shimon holds that when Isha gives birth through Yetzer Doifin, then it's called a Leida, and she has Tumah V'Tayra and a Chiyuv Korban, his Afkam Mivah Behemer also should be the same way. Yetzer Doifin also should be called a good Leida. It shouldn't be called a Balmum, and it should be fit to be a Korban also. Smor says no. Mistar, but more of a sort of Shimish learn out be Bechor Hevel Lamev. It's more of a sort learn out from Bechor. Why? Shekain Imoy Meimoy. Both of them have to do with the mother. They both have to do, Rashi says, Imoy. Bechor ksiv shivas yom tia si im imoy, and the kachim also ksiv, v'hoi shivas yom tachas imoy. It says the word imoy by both of them. That's why it's more mistemple now, behemah from behemah. So it's ad the rabbino, meyodim hebel mevas, more of a sort learn out, behemah from an odom. Shekain poshut, listen. By a behemoth, we're not talking about a bechor, we're talking about any animal. And the same thing by a person, is any leida, lav davka bechor. Mi poshet, the two poshet, not a bechors. So words like this. Ela no, the swore is like this, Rabbi Shimon holds, Ela ben bechor hem lemele. If he learns out the behemoth from a bechor, why? She came aim, by both of them, it says the word aim in the Torah. Tehemas, kochim, to both negate the behemoth's kochim, a bechor as kedushas behemoth, and ordinary regular behemoth for kochim now. And also pigul noise vitzonei, that these psulim apply to both to a behemoth korbin and to a bechor. By an odim, you don't have these psulim. There's other rabbi, no, the other way. May yodim have little men, still it's worth learn out the leda of behemoth to a leda of an odim. Why? Shekain poshet. Because both of them are not talking about bechorim, the regular vlad of a behemoth or an odim. Secondly, zohar. Boy, a bechor is only a zohar. But by behemoth for kachim, it's even in the cave also loved after zot. The same thing by person also, any leida, even in the cave also. Kodush, Rashi says, v'chein kachim ye. Kodush means that you have to be makdishit. There is a behemoth you have to be makdish, and another also. If you're not makdish by itself, it doesn't become kodush. Mashenki in the bechor comes kodush by itself. So if a behemoth is more daim to an odom, not to a bechor. Bechor has kedusha by itself, and b'matana also that a bechor is called the matnas kuna, and a regular behemoth is not a matnas kuna. The same thing, an odom is also not a matnas kuna. So learn out rather leid of a behemoth from leid of an odom. So the Gemara says hanach nefishin. There are more ways that a behemoth is daim to a bechor than to an odom. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon agrees that by behemah, if it gives birth through a Yetzer Doifin, it's called a mum, and that's not called a leida, and the kid is not fit to be a korban. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, bring your proof. Tanya, Masalim, Rabbi Yochanan, bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan. That according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yetzer Doifin is not fit for korban. It says like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says, Zois Torah Oilo, Hiyo Oilo is a Re'elu Gimel Miyutim. Rashi says this is the postek by the famous klal of kol ha'psulim im olu lo yerdu. Once a psul comes on the mizbeach, whether it's behema lost its dam or psul machshav is pigul, lachchili you don't put it on the mizbeach. But b'diyevid, if you put the meat or the dam on the mizbeach, b'diyevid imolu, it's layer. They don't take it down. That's this pasuk. So it's turns out anything that goes up on the mizbeach stays there. But it says three miyutim he hoylo. So the three cases that we say, even though it went up, still you take it down. There are three miyutim. What are these three miyutim?